Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Money Module, Unit 4, Comprehension Tape 1. This unit is set in the ROC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand questions and answers you would use in talking about something you've bought. You'll remember that Major Weiss has been newly assigned to the military attaché's office in Taipei. The Weisses have now been in Taipei several weeks and have moved into a house. Mrs. Weiss has just come to her husband's office to meet him for lunch. Listen as her husband's assistant, Miss Hu, finds out if she's gotten settled yet. Have all your household things arrived?
您家里的东西都到了吗? 您家里的东西都到了吗?
Some have arrived, and some haven't arrived yet.
有的到了,有的还没到。Here's
the word for thing.
东西。 东西.
Here's the phrase we've translated, household things.
家里的东西. 家里的东西.
You'll remember that the word 家里 literally means in the house. And here's the word for some.
有的. 有的.
The word for some is made up of the verb 有, there are, and the marker of modification, 的. The sentence 有的到了. 有的还没到, might also be translated, there are some which have arrived, and there are some which haven't arrived yet. Here's the exchange live.
您家里的东西都到了吗?
有的到了,有的还没到.
Again.
您家里的东西都到了吗?
有的到了,有的还没到.
Check your comprehension.
您家里的东西都到了吗?
Have all your household things arrived?
有的到了,有的还没到.
Some have arrived, and some haven't arrived yet. Since the word 有的 has the meaning there is or there are, it can't come after the verb, any more than there are could in English. We just don't say, I bought there are books. You can use the word 有的 with an object, however, if the object is moved in front of the main verb. Listen to this example. Have you read these magazines?
这些杂志你看了吗? 这些杂志你看了吗?
Some of these magazines I've read, and some I haven't read yet.
这些杂志有的我看了,有的我还没看。这些杂志有的我看了,有的我还没看。
Here's how you say these.
这些。这些。And
here's how you would say those.
那些。那些。The
toneless bound word 些 is used in making the plural of specified nouns. Notice that it occupies the position of a counter between the specifier and the noun. You might think of it as meaning something like a bunch.
这些杂志。
This bunch of magazines. Notice also that in the second sentence, the topic 这些杂志 serves as background for the word 有的, some, showing what it refers to. In English, we indicate what the word some refers to by following it with an of phrase which names the thing. Some of these magazines I've read. In Chinese, the same information goes before the word 有的 in topic position.
这些杂志
有的我看了。Here's the exchange live.
这些杂志你看了吗?
这些杂志有的我看了,有的我还没看。Again.
这些杂志你看了吗?
这些杂志有的我看了,有的我还没看。Check
your comprehension.
这些杂志你看了吗?
Have you read these magazines?
这些杂志有的我看了,有的我还没看。Some
of these magazines I've read, and some I haven't read yet. For the next exchange, you'll need the expression for dishes. Listen.
盘子碗,盘子碗.
The word for dishes is a compound made up of two parts. The word 盘子 by itself is used for flat plates, whether large or small, and the word 碗 refers to bowls. Listen as Mrs. Weiss continues the conversation live.
我们已经来了一个月了，还没有盘子碗。
Again.
我们已经来了一个月了，还没有盘子碗。
Check your comprehension.
我们已经来了一个月了，还没有盘子碗。
We've already been here for a month, and we still don't have any dishes. Now Mrs. Weiss says that yesterday she finally went out and bought some dishes. Here are two ways Mrs. Weiss might describe what she bought, one specific and one general. Listen. I bought 10 rice bowls.
我买了十个饭碗。我买了十个饭碗。
I bought rice bowls.
我买饭碗了。我买饭碗了。
Here's the word for rice bowl.
饭碗。饭碗。
The last sentence you heard didn't mention how many bowls. What else was different about it? Listen to the two sentences again. I bought 10 rice bowls.
我买了十个饭碗。我买了十个饭碗。
I bought rice bowls.
我买饭碗了。我买饭碗了。
In the first sentence, 我买了十个饭碗, the completed action 了 marker comes after the verb, just as in duration sentences. 她住了两天, she stayed 2 days. In the second sentence, 我买饭碗了, the completed action 了 marker unexpectedly comes after the noun phrase. The difference between these two sentences is that in one, you're talking about what the object is, while in the other, you're talking about how many of the objects are involved. Sentences with what we will call amount objects, talking about how many, act just like duration sentences, with the le marker after the verb for completed action and after the noun phrase for new situation. Duration sentences, of course, also talk about amounts, amounts of time. Sentences with non-amount objects, talking about what,indicate completed action by a le marker after the object. Here's an exchange reviewing the use of completed action le with amount and non-amount objects. Listen to it live.
你买什么了？
我买杂志了。
你买了几本？
我买了一本中文杂志，两本英文杂志。
Notice that the word 什么, what, is a non-amount object, and the word 几本,how many volumes, is an amount object. Here's the exchange again.
你买什么了？
我买杂志了。
你买了几本？
我买了一本中文杂志，两本英文杂志。
Check your comprehension.
你买什么了？
What did you buy?
我买杂志了。
I bought magazines.
你买了几本?
How many did you buy?
我买了一本中文杂志,两本英文杂志。
I bought one Chinese language magazine and two English language magazines. Now let's go back to the conversation between Miss Hu and Mrs. Weiss. Listen.Yesterday, I bought some dishes.
昨天我买了一点盘子碗。昨天我买了一点盘子碗。
How many did you buy?
你买了多少？你买了多少？
I bought 10 rice bowls and 10 large plates.
我买了十个饭碗，十个大盘子。我买了十个饭碗，十个大盘子。
Notice that in the first sentence, 昨天我买了一点盘子碗, the time word 昨天, yesterday, comes in topic position, before the subject 我, instead of after the subject in its usual adverb position. Here the time word is being used to set the scene for the rest of the sentence. Both place and time expressions can be put in topic position as scene setters. Notice that adding the word 一点 makes 盘子碗 into an amount object, since 一点, a little bit, is an amount. Here's the word used for how many in this exchange.
多少, 多少.
You've already had the word 多少 with the meaning how much. You've now had two ways to ask how many. You use the bound word 几 plus a counter when you expect the answer to be 10 or less. If you expect the answer to be a larger amount, you use the word 多少. Here's the exchange live.
昨天我买了一点盘子碗。你买了多少? 我买了10个饭碗,10个大盘子。Again. 昨天我买了一点盘子碗。你买了多少? 我买了10个饭碗,10个大盘子。Check
your comprehension.
昨天我买了一点盘子碗。Yesterday,
I bought some dishes.
你买了多少?
How many did you buy?
我买了10个饭碗,10个大盘子。I
bought 10 rice bowls and 10 large plates. The conversation continues. What color are those dishes?
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的? 那些盘子碗是什么颜色的?
They're blue ones.
是蓝的, 是蓝的.
Oh, I like blue ones too.
啊,我也喜欢蓝的. 啊,我也喜欢蓝的.
Here's the word for color.
颜色. 颜色.
And here's the verb to like.
喜欢, 喜欢.
In English, we would probably give the color by saying simply, they're blue. In Chinese, you usually say, they're blue ones. 是蓝的. Notice that the question uses the same pattern. Those dishes are what color ones? With the marker de after 什么颜色, what color? Now listen to the exchange live.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的?
是蓝的.
哦,我也喜欢蓝的.
Again.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的?
是蓝的.
哦,我也喜欢蓝的.
Check your comprehension.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的?
What color are those dishes?
是蓝的.
They're blue ones.
啊,我也喜欢蓝的.
Oh, I like blue ones too. The conversation continues. Where were they bought?
是在什么地方买的? 是在什么地方买的?
They were bought at the first company.
是在第一公司买的. 是在第一公司买的.
Here's the expression used for where in this exchange.
什么地方? 什么地方?
Literally, 什么地方 means what place. It tends to be used to ask about specific, named locations, while 哪里 or 哪儿 is more general. Here's the word for company.
公司, 公司.
The first company is a department store in Taiwan. Notice that the verb in the sentence, 是在什么地方买的, where were they bought, is translated into English with the passive, were bought. In English, when the subject is not mentioned, the verb must be in the passive form. In Chinese, the verb remains unchanged. Here's the exchange live.
是在什么地方买的?
是在第一公司买的.
Again.
是在什么地方买的?
是在第一公司买的.
Check your comprehension.
是在什么地方买的?
Where were they bought?
是在第一公司买的.
They were bought at the first company. Mrs. Weiss might continue politely by praising the store's goods. Listen. The things they sell are really nice.
他们卖的东西真好。他们卖的东西真好。
The subject of this sentence is the phrase, 他们卖的东西, the things they sell. This phrase is made up of the noun 东西, thing, plus a modifying clause, 他们卖的, which they sell, which identifies which things Mrs. Weiss is talking about. The modifying clause 他们卖的consists of subject plus verb plus the marker 的. In English, a modifier made up of a verb and its subject or object is put after the noun.The things they sell. In Chinese, it comes before the noun, as do other modifiers. 他们卖的东西。Here's Mrs. Weiss's remark live.
他们卖的东西真好。
Again.
他们卖的东西真好。
Check your comprehension.
他们卖的东西真好。
The things they sell are really nice.Compare this modifying clause with some simpler modifiers you had earlier. Notice that all use the marker 的, which is a general modifier marker. My things.
我的东西。我的东西。
Household things.
家里的东西。家里的东西。
Things they sell.
他们卖的东西。他们卖的东西。
In traditional Chinese culture, it's considered polite to be modest about how much money you have. In the following comments, Mrs. Weiss says that she could only afford the inexpensive dishes and at the same time praises the quality of the expensive ones. Let's listen to her remarks one part at a time. Here's the first part. Some of the dishes they sell are really good looking.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
But they're a little more expensive.
可是贵一点。可是贵一点。
Here's the word for but.
可是。可是。
Here's the first part of Mrs. Weiss's comment, live.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。可是贵一点。
Again.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看，可是贵一点。
Check your comprehension.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
Some of the dishes they sell are really good looking.
可是贵一点。
But they're a little more expensive. Here's the rest of Mrs. Weiss's comment.Those dishes I bought were all not too expensive.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。
The expensive ones I didn't buy.
贵的我没买。贵的我没买。
Notice that the specifier 那些 those comes after the modifying clause 我买的. In English,Words like those always come before other modifiers. Here are her comments live.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。贵的我没买。
Again.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。贵的我没买。
Check your comprehension.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。
Those dishes I bought were all not too expensive.
贵的我没买。
The expensive ones I didn't buy. Now Mrs. Weiss notices a mug on Miss Hu's desk. Listen. This teacup of yours is very nice. Where was it bought?
你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？
It was bought at the first company, too.
也是在第一公司买的。也是在第一公司买的。
Here's the word for teacup.
茶杯。茶杯。
By itself, the word 茶 is tea, and 杯 means cup or glass. The word 茶杯 is generally used to refer to a large cup with straight sides, like a mug or a glass. The small Chinese teacups without handles are called 茶碗, tea bowls. Notice that the phrase 你的这个茶杯 is literally your this teacup, with the possessive modifier before the specifier. In English, we can put either your or this before the noun, but not both. We say, this teacup of yours. Here's the exchange live.
你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？
也是在第一公司买的。Again.
你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？
也是在第一公司买的。Check your comprehension.
你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？
This teacup of yours is very nice. Where was it bought?
也是在第一公司买的。It
was bought at the first company too. Our review dialogue for this unit will be found at the beginning of the C2 tape. Now see if you can translate the following random sentences and exchanges from the target list. Number 1.
你买了多少盘子碗?
How many dishes did you buy?
我买了10个饭碗,10个大盘子。
I bought 10 rice bowls and 10 large plates. Number 2.
你的这个茶杯很好,是在什么地方买的?
This teacup of yours is very nice. Where was it bought?
是在第一公司买的。
It was bought at the first company. Number 3.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。
Those dishes I bought were all not too expensive.
贵的我没买。
The expensive ones I didn't buy. Number 4.
我们家里的东西有的到了，有的还没到。
Of our household things, some have arrived and some haven't arrived yet. Number 5.
你买什么了?
What did you buy?
我买盘子碗了。
I bought dishes. Number 6.
你的饭碗是什么颜色的?
What color are your rice bowls?
是蓝的.
They're blue ones.
我也喜欢蓝的.
I like blue ones too. Number 7.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
Some of the dishes they sell are really good looking.
可是贵一点。
But they're a little more expensive. If you think you're ready, go on to the P1 tape. This is the end of the tape. End of Money 4, C1.